New episode of Klein Alley Show is about to begin, but before that can happen, Alley, let's tell the people what they need to know.
You mean about San Bernardino International Airport?
Of course I'm talking about the San Bernardino International Airport. Easy, close, and not LAX.
And parking is always just $5 a day, which means it is El Cheapo approved.
Fly nonstop to Provo, Utah for all the skiing, snowboarding, or wives you can handle.
And of course you can fly into my hometown of San Francisco. San Bernardino International Airport. When airports smell great.
Da-da-da.
Four words that could save society. It's your chance to help us save society. Let's make this a better place to live. Time for Don't Be a Dick on K-Rock. Here we go.
Don't be a dick.
Today, I'm going to focus on animals because...
Animals can be dicks.
Even though we are animal lovers, technically... Isn't one of your cats doing something dickish right now? Did you say one of those cats is all broken or something?
Well, one of them has gotten into this habit of, at 5:30 in the morning, going into our shower and meowing at the glass, which then, like, the sound carries through the shower and throughout the entire bathroom and into the bedroom, and then it wakes our child up at an insanely early hour. But I would also like to nominate any animal that gets the 6 a.m. zoomies.
Oh, the early morning ones.
God, I have another cat.
Wake
I have
up
three.
Crazy.
They're just zooming back and forth, like they are on crack at 6 a.m. And it's like, why this time?
Yeah.
It doesn't even ever happen for the rest of the day. 6 a.m. zoomie animals,
nice
stop.
How's that?
They got, what time's your dog zoomie out, Omar?
Anytime my wife is around, actually.
Oh,
it
really?
It sucks. Like, she only gravitates towards her. And anytime she's around, zoomy, zoomy, zoomy. And I'm trying to sleep in on the weekend, zoomy, zoomy, zoomy.
Right.
And then once I'm awake, I'm awake. Ugh, sucks.
Yeah, that's the worst. She can't go back to sleep.
Don't be a dick.
Yeah. I hear you.
Yeah,
all
he
right.
Dog zoom.
Open nominees now. I bet you Jake couldn't find one. I bet you, Jake, you have no complaints about your dog since you got matching tattoos, right? Is your dog a dick in any way, shape, or form?
I can't think of one. She's pretty much perfect.
I don't think she has a chance. She's just in that backpack all the time.
Yeah,
that's a good point. Yeah, you put it out for 5 seconds. We'll find something dickish about her.
When my dog walks, the worst.
Let's say hi to Christian on K-Rock. Good morning.
Hey, sweet David, you guys, how you doing?
Good. What is your nominee for Don't Be a Dick Pets?
Right on. So my rescue dog, love him to death, is an absolute dick because he will only eat my wife's right sandal, right shoe, or right slipper, not the left.
Oh, damn. So he's like, if you're going to ruin a pair of shoes, just ruin the right and the left. Don't ruin two pairs of shoes because you're only doing right shoes.
And now I got a bunch of left shoes. I don't know what to do with them.
Wow.
That's right shoes have been ruined by this dog?
We're up to four right now. She's a regular at Vans now because they know her name.
Yeah, my dog has ripped through a lot of it. It's really annoying, but whenever kids come over that are wearing Crocs and they leave their Crocs,
those are fun to bite.
The dog will, I've had to rebuy kids' Crocs because they'll put the Croc down and then my dog will chew up. And, you know, those are easy to break. If you're for a dog to get
but
through a Croc.
But it's so fun to chew because it's rubber.
Right, of course. And I don't blame my dog because for all, my dog thinks this is probably a toy of some sort. Next thing I know, kid comes down crying because their giblets are all over the place. And now I got to go tell the parents, I'm sorry, my dog ate your kid's right
Here's
Croc.
A handful of Spider-Man giblets.
So I take a bunch of giblets and gibbets or whatever the hell they're called and get out of here.
That is
annoying. The chew-eating dog, which I know is a pretty go-to thing, because I'm sure for a dog it smells great, a dirty shoe, is super annoying.
And you can't break them if they have it? Or lock up the shoes? Or
I mean,
do
the
anything?
Answer is you could put the shoes high. You can always go higher.
But then you're just the person who has shoes up
on the table.
shelves.
Right. At that point, you're the weirdo.
Yeah.
All right, let's say hi to Sindel. That can't be right.
That's right.
That's
a check.
Hey, Sindel. Welcome to K-Rock. Is it Sindel?
Yeah, it's Sindel. Good morning.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Really thought you misspelled Cindy, but go ahead.
I was convinced of it. Welcome to K-Rock. Nice. What's your Don't Be a Dick nominee?
My Don't Be a Dick nominee is my mom's bird, Sunny, for flying at your face and biting your nose.
Dude, birds can be dicks.
I think most birds are
dicks.
They're
aggressive.
Yeah, whenever you go to a place like that has birds, they usually will say things like,
don't get anywhere near
this
cage.
Right, don't come near this cage.
And then I'm like,
bite
what's
you.
The point?
Right.
What's the point of having the animal if you can't go near it?
So your mom lets her bird just fly loose in the house?
Oh, yeah, yeah. He'll fly all over. He's very independent, but he will attack everything.
Yeah, the first person I ever met that had a bird, the bird bit my finger. And I was scared of birds for a long time after because they just kind of put this demeanor off, like, I'm chill. And then boom, bite you.
Yeah, yeah. I have a bird, and she's the sweetest thing in the world. So it's kind of like you get a 50-50 chance, like what you're going to get when you get a bird.
Is she one of them talking birds?
He talks, but mine does not.
Oh.
Well, then I prefer the other one.
Yeah, I'd rather the one that talks and bites than the one that just sits there like a mime. Stupid mime bird.
Aren't you talking, you friendly dumb bird?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, I mean, even if I like the swearing birds, too. Those are the best ones.
So you just have this bird, and you're like,
those ones.
Just talk to it and hope it repeats it back to you, all these swear words. What are you just sitting there for?
Is your bird capable of talking? It's just choosing not to, or doesn't have the ability?
It just depends. They're the same breed, but some birds just choose not to mimic, and some do.
Huh. So have you sat there for hours on end and just tried and nothing back?
Yep. Yes. Hours.
Boobies.
Yeah,
of course.
Boobies.
Sindel.
Boobies.
Yeah, Sindel. Boobies. Yeah. That's Sindel. Bert's like, Sindel. No, Sindel. All right, hold on 1 second. That's a good bad nominee for Don't Be a Dick. Let's say hi to Jade. Jade, welcome to Don't Be a Dick. Pets, what do you got for us? 800-520-1067. What's going on?
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Long-time listener. I'm a big fan.
Thank you.
Calling in, it's my husband's dog, actually. I do not claim her because she's so bad. She loves jumping on top of the stovetop. And a lot of times when she jumps on top, she turns the gas on with her paw.
Oh.
And I have come home to my house reeking of gas.
Whoa.
Man, that dog's trying to kill you.
Yeah, that's crazy because usually cats are trying to take out the owner.
Yeah, she probably secretly hates me because she just wants my husband to herself.
You do have to admire the creativity, though, because I had a friend who had a dog. The dog could open the fridge. They could put bricks on the trash can. She could get past it. It was pretty incredible was able to do.
This is the thing now that's why my dog has gone into dick category, because even though he spends most of his day, I mean, he's living my fantasy life. He just spends all day napping, humping, burping, eating. That's pretty much it. Goes outside, dumps regularly. He's living a great life. Lately, though, he's figured out a way.
Yeah, he's getting whacked off by you, too.
And he's getting jerked on a regular. Yeah. he lately has now figured out a way to push the chairs close enough to the kitchen table. Like, he'll push them in a way where he can then jump on the chair. Now he jumps on the kitchen table.
Oh.
And any food that is left there. Oh. So, it used to be like, all right, dinner.
There.
And he will just go to town and just start going, everything that gets left on the table, he'll just start eating.
Cool.
And it's annoying, but it's in some ways, you're like, wow, he figured it out. That's kind of like he's been studying for
There's
years.
There's no way to come back from that, though. Now that he knows how to do that, screwed.
We're screwed. We have to get rid of chairs altogether, but now it's annoying, too, because now we just have to leave stuff on the counter, and now I can already tell he's like sizing that up. He's like, how do I get up there?
Yes, exactly. And then when they figure that out, then nothing's safe. You can't even cook dinner then.
That's where we're at now, so it's a super annoying, because even like the idea of like putting out, that used to be the thing. I was like, oh, I'll put dinner out because people come downstairs in 5 minutes of dinner. If we leave that room for 15 seconds, he's up on the table
this
eating everything.
This is why we put our cats in the closet during dinner time.
Don't be a dick. Hey, Luke on K-Rock, open nominees. What's up?
Such a weird sentence to say.
Sweet Dippets, guys. How you doing?
Hi.
It's a big closet.
Sweet Dippets, what's up?
So my dog gets the zoomies, and in the morning when she was a puppy, she got into my Molexa can. It cost me $17,000 to save her life.
She got into what?
Molexican. It's like a joint compound for anti-inflammatory, and she had to have 5 blood transfusions, a plasma transfusion. Yeah.
So you had to spend $17,000 to save a puppy?
Yeah.
Was there ever a point where you were like, maybe I'll just kind of abort mission on this?
No, because it was one of those things that were blood transfusion. 2 days later, another one, then another one. And my girl was a pediatric nurse. She couldn't have a baby. So this is like a little girl,
Yeah, I hear you. That's tough, too, because they go, we'll probably do 1 blood transfusion. You're on the hook at that point, you're like, you're pot committed. You're in 3,000, then 3,000 more, then 3,000 more.
I know. If they had come to you and said it's 17 grand, you could have just said no.
Because the idea that you're going to go, now I'm going to just go call it a day. We're crossing the 10,000 threshold. Then you're going, I just paid $10,000 to kill my... That's crazy. So you just got
to
keep
going. What's your number claim to save a dog?
It's weird. At what point? My last dog, I would have...
Chloe?
I would have sold anything. Like anything I had to keep her alive. And toward the end, I mean, it got to a point where...
You were spending a good amount of money.
Yeah, we're spending a lot. And just in replacing carpeting alone, because she was,
lost her bladder control.
Yeah.
What about you, Allie?
But my number Omar.
I just spent $6,000 or $7,000. Wow. But it was like a kitten still. It was like, right. Then it just ate something it wasn't supposed to eat. And this is like my kid's best friend.
Like $5.
Yeah, anything over five.
I'm out.
Omar, if the vet charges for parking, Omar's like, you know what?
Yeah,
just kill the thing.
It's been a good run. Yeah, we've had a good run.
We give David the final word here. There's a lot of these nominees, but we have to pick a winner. David, go ahead. You're on K-Rock. What's up?
What's up, guys? All right. My nominee for Don't Be a Dick Dog is when that dog gets excited and pees all over your leg.
This
is a big thing. I've been peed on by quite a few dogs, and the people always say I should take it as a compliment because that means the dog is excited to see me. And they go,
is this the man that whacks off the animals?
No,
I pee on you, sir.
The word is, if you go up to him and pee on him in little, he'll finish you off.
The owners will say something along the lines of, wow, that is a huge compliment because he only does that when he's very excited. And I'm like, I don't take it as a compliment at all. It's like a kink.
Yeah,
you
know why and the dog excited. Yeah.
But yeah, that's one of those things. And
finish me off.
Yeah.
All right. Well, listen, a lot of great nominees there, Ali. Who wins? Don't be a dick. We got tickets to give away for Evanescence.
God, you know the person who's lost all the shoes. That's pretty bad.
Yeah, your dog's going all the town in your wife's shoes. You're now one shoe only. Hold on 1 second for your tickets.